on SAFM.
And thanks for tuning in. It's 26 minutes after 12. Now, the African National Congress says it has decided not to amend or change Section 25 of the Constitution. The party says it will instead use it in its current form to test the argument that it allows for expropriation without compensation. ANC NEC member Ronald Lamula was addressing the media following the party's land summit over the weekend. Lamula elaborates.
With regard to Section 25, the ANC should adopt a more comprehensive multi-pronged approach that is based on the following steps. Immediately use Section 25 of the Constitution to press ahead with the expropriation of land where we can in order to test the argument that the Constitution permits expropriation without compensation in certain circumstances. Immediately pass the Expropriation Bill and Land Redistribution Bill in order to bring greater clarity to the transformative intent and impact of the Constitution. Ensure that a constitutional review process is used to avoid ambiguity and to bring greater clarity to Section 25(2)(b) of the Constitution. If it is found that the current legal formulation, including the Constitution and any other law, impend or slow down effective land distribution in order to ensure the realization of the principle of expropriation without compensation, therefore it must be amended to bring that clarity, to put without compensation.
Lamula also announced on the recommendations regarding farm evictions.
So we're calling upon all departments in government to work together and ensure that there is no farm evictions proceeding as we move forward. But also we've said this must also be dealt with at the presidential level. The president must appoint some kind of a panel that will enable him and guide him in this process to stop farm evictions immediately. But also the commission dealing with this aspect has also said farm dwellers' claims, I think there are about 22,000 of them, they must be quickly resolved. The land in those areas must be immediately expropriated without compensation, immediately, because we believe Section 25 does not stop the government from expropriating land where farm dwellers are currently residing and give it immediately to farm dwellers and the labor tenants. Because this land, no one can claim to have been using productively. These farm dwellers and labor tenants have been working in these farms for many years. So there's no production that is going to be affected. But anyway, they've got a valid claim. So we are saying there's a case that is already before the Supreme Court of Appeal. The rural development must conclude on this case and give these farm dwellers their title deeds in this land. It's about 22,000 of them. We have also said, with regard to communal land, it's also going to be a discussion further in the NEC, but the position of the NEC is to democratize all communal land in the country and enable people in rural areas to reside and have security of tenure. On the urban land, the Redistribution Bill or Act is going to address the issue, which is the current burning issue across the country, particularly on urban residences, that there is not enough urban land for the migration of people into the urban cities. So the Redistribution Act must be used to enable people to have urban land, but also state-owned entities must be enabled. We must amend legislations that relates to big state-owned entities that own urban land to release that land, to give it to people across the country, particularly in the urban areas. And I think the government of Gauteng has already started. But institutions like Transnet, PRASA, and other huge state entities have urban land in some of the areas, but laws do not allow them because they are used for their purpose, but not for the purpose of resettlement. So